Tav Kuf Mem Siv Zayin. Tano v'kirayim she'evshel she'yabshu v'yoyshel bem b'moyed oisim. The way they made the old-fashioned tanurim and kirayim, things that people cooked on, was made out of cement, clay. So if you can make it in a fashion that it will dry out and be usable on yontif, then you're allowed to make it on chol hamoed, even though it's a maisa umen. But since it's a tzarech hachol nefesh, permitted. Lav ein oisim oisim. But if it will not be usable on chol hamoed, you can make it for after yontif. Shavuot points out that if you can't use it on yontif, then you can't even do it on maisa hedges, because you now do it on malach that has no need for yontif. Benkach or benkach boinim al cheres shel tanu v'al hakira hatzfeila shelem. The tanner was like a tube which was insulated with cement around it. So just add to that cement, clay that was around it, is permitted. Now, what does it mean, benkach or benkach? If it's not usable on yontiv, so what's the heter to do it? So, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's talking about whether the tefillah will dry out or will not dry out, since lemaisi could bake with it even before it dries out, because the tanner itself is fully baked. Just this extra insulation won't be fully dried out. So, since it has a use on yontif, it is acceptable to do that on yontif.